accumulated in the modern world to bear upon the text of Genesis in order that we can have a true understanding of it? Well, there are a lot of people who believe that, and there are a mass of people who call themselves Christians who believe that Genesis is an inadequate presentation of what happened, and we have to marry it with scientific discovery in order to get to the truth. Let me help you, folks. Let me help you. Get past that notion. And you will free yourself from needless doubts and endless confusion. Get past the idea that science, listen, makes any contribution to an understanding of creation. It makes none. Now, this may shock you. There is no such thing as the science of creation. There is no such thing. It does not exist. Why? Because there is no scientific way to explain creation. It was not a natural event or a series of natural events. It was a brief series of monumental supernatural events that cannot be explained by science. And so again, I say there is no such thing as the science of creation. All science is based on observation, and no one observed creation. All science necessitates verification by repetition, and creation cannot be repeated, and thus it cannot be verified. Creation had no observers and cannot be repeated. It is not observable. It is not repeatable. It did not happen by any uniform, predictable, observable, repeatable, fixed, natural laws. None of it happened according to any of those things. It is just the opposite of that. Creation was a series of supernatural, instantaneous, inexplicable miracles. Supernatural. That is why there is nowhere in the Genesis account any place where evolution is mentioned or even hinted at.